Message number 591. You must never reject private revelations without the qualifications or the humility required. Wednesday, October 24, 2012 at 09:11 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is important that you do not listen to those who attack my holy word. Block your ears to attempts which will now be made, especially those by those who claim to be Catholic theologians, to reject my most holy messages. As I have told you, the greatest attacks will be from those in the Catholic Church who claim to know me but who do not understand the Book of Revelation nor the secrets contained therein. They cannot know these, for I, the Lamb of God, have not revealed them all yet. How they frustrate me! How they hurt me! For every cruel jib they inflict on my messages, they plunge another nail into my body. For every instruction I give for the good of all souls which they reject vehemently, they crucify me again. Yet it does not matter how they hurt me, for I would die a thousand deaths were it just to save another soul. They may dismiss my messages, ridicule you, my daughter, and reject me, but they will not prevent the will of my Father from being finally brought to completion. These poor souls believe at times that they are behaving responsibly by telling people not to accept my messages. What they are doing is preventing the Word of God from being presented to God's children. Should they continue to do this, they will be silenced by the hand of my Father. No man will stop me in my quest to save souls. To those sacred servants who persist in blocking my word from being listened to, know this: your constant words and your blasphemous accusations will strip you of the graces accorded to you in your vocation. Unless you call on me through prayer for the answers you need, I cannot help you. You must never reject private revelations without the qualifications or the humility required. Even then, you can never judge such claims. Be silent. Pray for the gift of discernment at all times. Otherwise you will be found guilty of the worst crime in my Father's eyes, the crime of preventing him from saving souls through the holy word of his Son. Your Jesus.